Bill Hefner says he grew up in a house filled with music. His mother and aunt would harmonize to popular songs on the radio, and his uncle Dude Irvin played guitar, mandolin, and banjo. Bill and his brother Richard both learned to play on Harmony archtop guitars delivered by Santa Claus in the late 1950s. Richard says Bill was inspired by country music star Chet Atkins.
He ordered a Chet Atkins book, and he'd go upstairs in that little room up at the top steps where the library is. He'd get in there and play that guitar and study that book, and he'd come down every now and then and ask Uncle Dude how Chet Atkins did this or how Chet Atkins did that or how he would do it, and he'd show him, and Billy'd take the guitar and go back upstairs again. And
when Uncle Dude was forming his band, he recruited Bill to play guitar and mandolin. Richard played the banjo. And so the Black Mountain Bluegrass Boys were born.
Oh, night is so cold, and there's no one here to hold. Far away, no, no. Allegheny is my home.
They had a local radio show, went on tour, and played around town. Bill played with the band until Uncle Dude passed away in 1973. These days, Bill performs with his wife and daughters as the Hefner Family Band.
It was early in the morning, and the stillness filled the garden where he lay. And the ground shook with power as the angels came and rolled away.
He's played the guitar for most of his 76 years, but about 14 years ago, he decided playing the guitar wasn't enough. He wanted to make the instrument. So he prayed.
I told the Lord, I said, I feel like I'm supposed to be doing this. I told the Lord he'd get me in this business, and I was going to dedicate it to him for the rest of my life.
And so Bill quit his job at the rock quarry in Mill Point and started making guitars full time. His workshop is right next to his house. There are pieces of uncut wood everywhere and a few guitars under construction. A local sign maker named Eric Warner taught Bill how to bend wood and cut semi-precious stone for the guitar inlays. Bill also learned some tips from luthier John Greven, who's built guitars for musicians like Johnny Cash and Mary Chapin Carpenter.
I used to call John when I first started every week. I called him up, asked him questions hundreds of times. And he's nice enough to explain everything and talk as long as needed to.
Bill says the most important component to guitar making is the wood. He used to import walnut from Oregon and Sitka spruce from Alaska. But then about 10 years ago, he switched to woods native to Pocahontas and Greenbrier counties in West Virginia because they were easier to acquire. Woods such as black walnut, maple, and cherry.
I've been using some red spruce from Pocahontas County.
He's been using red spruce because John Greven told him it has a real high headroom.
Means that the harder you play it, the better it sounds. And some of the other wood will start breaking up if you play them real hard, and the notes won't be clear. Red spruce just gets louder and prettier.
Bill sold one of his red spruce guitars to old-time musician Doug Stallnaker.
You strum, it had a sustain that would just last for a long time, and just like playing with butter. It was just so smooth. And the fact that I got what I wanted. I got a West Virginia artist doing West Virginia woods.
Retired naturalist Pat Parr has purchased two guitars from Bill. She says she loves them not only for their deep sound, but for the intricate stone inlays she designed and Bill handcrafted. One is of a swallowtail butterfly. The other is more complicated. Mountains, trees, and a stream. She remembers the drawing she gave Bill.
When I showed Bill the picture, I said, can I get this inlay? And he looked at it and said, mm-hmm. And I said, that's going to be hard to do, isn't it? Yeah. But he did it, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
The gamble to quit his day job paid off. Bill has been able to make a living crafting guitars for several years now. And he's passing on what he knows about guitar building to his 24-year-old grandson, Levi Hefner. Levi is mostly into rock music, and he builds and repairs electric guitars, but he and Bill are also building an acoustic guitar. Levi says the process has taught him a lot about patience.
That's a lot of fine finesse work, and you've got to take your time with it and really slow down. That's something I've never been great at, so it's really helped me out with that. I've gotten to learn more about why a body's shaped this way and how different woods and different densities have a different sound to them, a different ring.
Levi says the best part of making a guitar is imagining what a musician will do with it.
Getting to see the progress of making something, knowing that wherever it goes, somebody's going to make something else with it. There's always a unique sound to each guitar, and then each musician has their own unique sound, so you can see how far it travels and how far things can go with it.
Bill wants to take his craft as far as possible beyond his life. That's why he plans to keep teaching Levi and his other grandson, Ben, what he's learned.
I'd like to teach him everything I can do, and, you know, the tools and the wood and stuff. There's a lot I don't know, but I'd like to get him started and keep this thing going, you know, from now on, and bring it on down to their kids later.
Bill says that passing on his skills is the best way to inspire his grandsons to create their own legacy. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Heather Nideh in Millpoint, West Virginia.